my mother played the radio day and night, and she loved all her records and all that. And so did my father. He played a guitar, but I never saw it. But he was, when he was in Europe, they said he played a guitar. Uh-huh. They both, and he, one time he said he was in an opera, you know, as an extra. And they both loved their music. They both loved company, you know. And
did they ever go to a performance or anything in the area?
They used to go to the Italian theater to see the Italian. My father loved the movies. Mm-hmm. You know, Shoot 'em up, Bang Bang, cowboy pictures.
Right.
Those were his favorites, and Peter Gunn and all those things, you know. Let's see what he used to watch. Mostly cowboys and detective stories. Dick Powell, when he started, and musicals. They loved musicals. And of course, all the old love stories, you know, Backstreet and all that, Imitation of Life.
And how did you get along with your brother?
Perfectly. Mm-hmm. My brother and I were just, it was so perfect that you wouldn't even think we were brother and sister. We just got along great. He was the type of guy that looked out after you. He was younger than me, but he wouldn't let anybody hurt me or do anything to me, you know. And I looked out for him too. I mean, I took care of him, like with school and all that stuff. And we had a great relationship, even with our parents. It was very easygoing. My father, I remember, wanted me to finish high school, because that was a big thing in my day. When I went to school, nobody went to college. Mm-hmm. It was high school. If you graduated high school, it was great, you know. My mother used to say, what are you doing in high school? Go to work and you make a few dollars, because she liked the china and silverware and linens. Mm-hmm. She loved all that. And dressed, my mother always dressed with the hat and the, you know, her costume jewelry at the time, the earrings and all that stuff. She was that way. She loved to get dressed, but she went to work. She worked hard.
What did she do?
She worked very hard in a factory. As a matter of fact, she worked in a sweatshop.
Really?
I have a picture of her working on it. She took me up there one day to have a coat measured for me. And when I walked in the shop, I looked at that long line of machines and the noise.
She was a garment worker?
Yeah, coats. Uh-huh. She used to put the lining in the coat, but it was heavy. Well, she would wash dishes, do anything to make a dollar. She was a hard-working woman. She today would be called a super mom, because she worked, kept the house clean, she cooked, made sure the kids always looked perfect, and wasn't no polyester wash and wear stuff, starch everything, press everything, get it immaculate.